Soita Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. We continue the description of how the Soita, when she was brought, in order to be machnia her, maybe she'll admit the wrongdoing, so they will mevaza her. We learned in the last mission that mamish uncovered her. Hoyse miskasa belavonim, mechasa b'shchayrim. This is a woman who bederech klal was wearing begodim levonim, which bederech klal is more befitting a woman. So they covered her over, begodim shchayrim, in order to be menavel her, in order to make her, to take away her appeal. This maisa l'chayra was done after they uncovered her, and they were mevaza her, so then they covered her back over for the continuation of the passion, and leave her uncovered. But they were mechasa her in a way that takes away from her yoifi. If she was wearing jewelry, nizam tabois mavim imene kedei lenavla. If she was wearing gold jewelry, katliois is bangles, nizamim is earrings, tabois are rings. They took away all her whatever gave her an appeal. They took away. V'achach mevi chevel mitzvi v'koshri lamalim dader. They would bring a rope. The type of rope that was made, it was made from, obviously from material that came from Mitzrayim, and they tied it in a way that would hold the clothing on, whatever they had put her with, the begodim shchayim that they had covered her with, they tied those on, and she had to have a rope tied around her, as will be nizbayer behemshcha parsha. The ikar purpose of the rope was to hold on whatever they threw over her. Lemaisa, there's a remes. The reason why they did bechevel mitzri is because the mafarshim find the rav brings. They find a remes in that the Torah refers to acts of immorality of a maisa niyuf as kemaisa eretz mitzrayim. Ervas haaretz mitzrayim is called. Klal Yisrael's ikke kedusha is the fact that they're godur barayis. Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael had that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mashru shmoy aleihem. Because for 210 years in Mitzrayim, they were godur in Gansen from Arayis. Achasi, there was one maisa of Michshol in Mitzrayim. Achasi upirs ma'akosuf shloimis bazdivri, and lemaisa, what was the product that came out? The mekalul who was mevazah the Shem Hashem. So we're now in a state over here where we're asking her to be moida in order to save the covet of the Shem Hashem that's going to have to be nimchak. The presence of the Shem Hashem and Kedusha by Klal Yisrael being Godo Me'arayis is one and the same. Whoever wanted a seed to be, well, why would you want to see it? Just to gossip. You want to see in order to be Nis'oirer what Averi does to a person. They would come, Chutz Me'avedev V'shem Chasem Ne'eshaliba Gaspohem. They would come, she would look at them in her state of Bizoyin, her avodim or her shvachas, and she would feel a sense of haughtiness. You want her to be in completely nichna. V'chol anoshim mutarin l'roisa, shenema v'nevasu kol anoshim l'esaseno, kizimascheno. The pasuk says in Yizcheskel, that over here it's used as a marshal, Klal Yisrael, going away from Dveikus Bashem, from being completely loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is ki'isha shezintza tachas bailo. And memela, the pasuk says, v'nevasu kol anoshim. All the women should look, they should be inspired not to follow in your example. This is the Novi Yecheskel giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. By the way, we're going to have a lot of Agadato through the length and breadth of Maseches Soita. And the Hargosha, of course, is, as I state in Svarim, is that the Maseches Soita is really on a deeper level a moshul to the whole Rachman Al-Tzon state of Klal Yisrael being in a state of being sore from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nevi'im use Hosea and Amos and Yoel and Yeshaya and Yirmiyah use that marshal over and over again. Yecheskel, especially, we just read a pasuk where they see Klal Yisrael as an Isha Shezintze Tachas Bailo, and she has a din of a Soita. So Masechah Soita is a place for Chazal to put in different memories and different parts of the Hester Parma Golos. The same way the Sugya of the Chub Mabayis, what we call the Sugya of Kamtze Bakamtze, is Maseches Gittin. Maseches Gittin also is a moshul of Klal Yisrael being Dovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shei Ashirim, And the Moshel Rachman son of Klal Yisrael falling away from the Rebbeinu Shem, not being loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Isha Shezinsa and a Baila Sheshilcha and a Baila that was Megarish's wife. Mishnah Zayin, B'midah Sh'adam Moedidibah Moedidin Loi. There's a Hanahoga that the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world with, which is Midas Adin, which is Midah Keneged Midah. We know this is one of the Iker ways that Yad Hashem is Nizgal in the Bria. Sort by the Asura Makis and so on. So here the Mishnah lists this off, the Hesairus of seeing this Midah Keneged Midah play itself out. He Kishtos Atzmo L'Averu. She beautified herself for an Averu. Hamokim Nivla. L'maisa, she was left ugly and despised. He Gilsos Atzmo L'Averu. She revealed herself, the opposite of a Tznua. L'shem Averu. Hamokim Gila Aleo. She was uncovered in the sense that's Mevazah her. B'yorech Hizchila B'Averu Tchila. The first part of her that feels the physical meshicha and the pleasure of the aveira that was done is her thighs. That's why the Rebbeinu Shlomo made that if the water will test her and she's going to die, first the pasuk says, Hashem es that her thighs fall, and her stomach, her abdomen, swells up. That's part of the misa mishuna that she would die. Ushakala guflay polit. And the rest of her body it also doesn't escape the misa that was visited on her. Vitzof sabitna v'nafla yirecha. And then the pasuk says, Ubo bo hamayim ha-ma'orim. So l'chor, the water went into her and it destroyed everything. So what's vitzof sabitna v'nafla yirecha? From over there, the mida keneged mida starts.